Aid is just now reaching some hard-hit areas of the Philippines. India just can't catch a break, and excitement is mounting for a tribal people group in the Pacific. All this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been 2 weeks since Typhoon Haiyan ravaged the Philippines. Speaking from Cebu City, EFCA Reach Global Director Mark Lewis says they're just now getting access to some of the islands. Even though dozens of tropical storms hit the Philippines every year, a native pastor says Typhoon Haiyan was something else.
Sam said for several days, they were just surviving. People had never experienced anything like this ever before.
Lewis and Pastor Sam gave communities hope for tomorrow in the form of fuel and food. You can hear survivor stories at our website. Pray for local churches in Hernani and Gayuan as they respond. Pray young people in the affected communities won't fall victim to human trafficking.
Schools are destroyed and young people will be forced into making decisions of how they would be able to provide for their family and, you know, with just no hope, no future there locally.
Next, India's Andhra Pradesh coastline can't catch a break. Reeling from Cyclone Phalen's hit last month, it got hit again by Cyclone Helen Friday. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puno says their teams were already there doing Typhoon Phalen relief. First, he says,
the continuous rain and flooding is making the relief work difficult. Because the death rate was not very high, there's not a lot of international attention or international aid that came in.
People displaced by Typhoon Phalen were living on the side of the road. They were evacuated again for Typhoon Helen's rampage.
People's lives are pretty much shot. They can't actually go back and restart anything because there's nothing to go back to.
GFA is asking for your help. You can make some noise, send some money, but mostly,
put yourself in the place of the people that you're praying for. Trying to imagine that you've lost everything and you're just trying to survive and you're wondering how you're going to find food for your kids and how you're going to restart your life and how you're going to keep your family together.
We'll show you how at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. As violence surrounds villagers in Burma, many are focusing on organic. In Kachin State, internally displaced people camps are growing their own food. Doing that was a struggle before due to ongoing conflict. Now, with the support of Partners Relief and Development, the organic farm projects are a success. The food grown is distributed equally among the people. With PRD helping the projects, Christ is able to be heard by the IDPs. Meanwhile, when does a fundraising event do more than raise support? MNN's Katie Harth takes a closer look.
I spoke with Starfish founder Steve Edmondson at the group's recent fundraising event, Love Logging Off. He says their goal was multifaceted.
Within that two-hour segment of time, we had a witness to share. And I wanted the event to not only talk about Starfish and not only talk about the people of Logging Off, but be a very clear and crisp witness to the love of God that is there to be experienced by all of us.
Over 200 people heard about the plight of Logging Off's people and how God is moving on the island through Starfish.
It was very gratifying, very well received, had some very good comments of people who started to understand what Starfish is all about and what we're doing.
You can learn more at our website. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And the Mulamandan people of Papua New Guinea are one step closer to having God's word in their hands. New Tribes Mission says three workers spent 6 days checking translated verses and getting them ready for print. The Mulamandan church is growing, and getting portions of scripture in their heart language will help further that growth. Pray this people group develops a healthy relationship with God. Pray scripture translations will be done soon. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.